Last night, Republicans in the Senate agreed to let Democrats move to a debate on the financial overhaul bill. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. So, Todd, they've said that they got some changes to the bill. Was that the real reason why they stopped the filibuster, or were they just bowing to political pressure here?
Well, it was probably a little bit of both, Celeste. Republicans got some changes, but they didn't get nearly all of the changes that they were gunning for since this filibuster started 3.5 days ago. What they did get was the $50 billion resolution fund, the fund that was supposed to be funded by the industry, that was supposed to be kind of used to prop up big banks as they're winded down if they need to fail, the sort of so-called too-big-to-fail scenario if they fail. That fund has been eliminated, and that's what Republicans wanted. They got, however, no resolution on a lot of concerns about derivatives, and more important to that to Republicans, no resolution on the size and breadth and power of a consumer protection agency that's in the bill that would watch out for consumers on mortgages and on credit cards and on retail loans. So they did get a concession, but I think you're right, Celeste. This was really about political pressure. Goldman Sachs in front of the committee this week, not looking good. Repeated votes from Harry Reid making Republicans sort of block Wall Street reform. The threat of an all-night filibuster. All of these things mounted, so they relented, and now we're headed to the floor for probably 2 weeks.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.